All right, so we're back for another deep dive, and this time, well, we're heading back to South Africa.
Always a good place to be, virtually at least.
Definitely, especially when we're talking about good news, right? And as always, we're turning to our favorite source.
Good things, guy, of course.
Exactly. You know, for anyone who might be tuning in for the first time, Good Things Guy, it's South Africa's top good news website, really.
Oh, absolutely. It's a beacon of positivity, reaching millions, I'd say, both within South Africa and globally.
And pumping out a truly impressive amount of content, too. Over 100 positive articles every week.
It's an incredible resource for those feel-good stories that we all need sometimes.
For sure. So for this deep dive, we're going to be focusing on the top five, the most read stories from Good Things Guy this past week.
Okay, sounds good. A little snapshot of what's resonating with people, what's capturing their attention.
Exactly. So shall we jump right in?
Let's do it. What's first on the list?
Well, you know, I think we should start with a story that really tugged at the heartstrings. It's about a rhino. Her name is Nana.
Oh, rhino story. Those always grab the attention. What happened with Nana?
So her story begins back in 2010. She was just a young calf, only 2 years old at the time, and she was orphaned.
Oh, that's so sad. Those early years are so crucial for rhinos.
They are. And to make matters worse, she was in a holding boma, destined to be sold and shipped off to China.
Oh, wow. That's a grim reality, a reminder of the constant threats facing these incredible creatures.
It is. But thankfully, Ari, the founder of the Rio Orphanage, stepped in. He rescued Nana before the orphanage was even officially established.
Wow, that's incredible. Talk about going above and beyond.
Right, and it really speaks to the dedication of these conservationists, the lengths they'll go to protect these animals.
Definitely. So what happened to Nana after her rescue? Did she end up at the orphanage?
She did. And the Rhino Orphanage, they've been caring for her ever since. And here's the truly heartwarming part. Nana is now living freely in the wild.
That's amazing. A happy ending for Nana.
It gets even better. She recently gave birth to her fifth calf, a little boy.
Oh, wow. Five calves. That's incredible. From facing such a bleak future to thriving in the wild and becoming a mother multiple times over, it's a testament to the amazing work of the Rhino Orphanage and to Nana's resilience.
It really is. But, you know, her journey hasn't been without its challenges. She even survived a poaching attempt a few years back.
Oh no, that's awful. Did she get hurt?
She did. She was shot. And tragically, she lost her friend Mike in the attack.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. It's a stark reminder of the constant dangers they face, even with organizations like the Rhino Orphanage dedicated to protecting them.
Absolutely. And the Rhino Orphanage, they shared a message about Nana's new calf, expressing their joy and reminding everyone about her incredible journey.
It's a powerful message of hope and resilience, a reminder that even in the face of adversity, life finds a way.
It does. Okay, so moving on from Nana's incredible story, let's talk about another inspiring individual, this time in the world of sports.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Bayondo Welaza, a 19-year-old sprinter who's already making a name for himself.
19 years old. Wow, that's young to be making waves in the sprinting world. What's he accomplished?
Well, hold on to your hat because this is impressive. He just shattered the South African U20 record in the 100-meter final at the Athletics Gauteng North Championships in Pretoria.
Okay, breaking records, that's always a good sign. But what was his time?
A mind-blowing 9.99 seconds, sub 10 seconds.
Whoa, hold on. Sub 10 seconds. That's
I
incredible.
know, right? He's the ninth South African sprinter to ever achieve that. But here's the kicker. He's the first junior athlete in South Africa to run under 10 seconds.
Wow, that's a huge accomplishment. Breaking that barrier at such a young age, it's a testament to his raw talent and dedication.
And he didn't just break your record, he also beat out some seasoned athletes in the same race, guys like Gifley Alela and Amelia Rasmus.
Okay, so he's not just a promising up-and-comer, he's a force to be reckoned with right now.
Exactly. And you can see his dedication throughout his journey. He was a standout athlete in high school, and now he's continuing that success in his first year at the Tshwane University of Technology.
It seems like he's on a fantastic trajectory. Breaking national junior records at the university level, it makes you wonder what he'll achieve on the international stage in the years to come.
It does, doesn't it? He's definitely one to watch. Okay, let's switch gears a bit now and head over to Cape Town.
Always a good destination, even if it's just in our imagination. What's happening in Cape Town?
Well, it seems Cape Town has been getting some serious love from Hollywood recently.
Oh, that's interesting. Which Hollywood stars are we talking about?
Jack Quaid and Drew Barrymore, they were gushing about their love for Cape Town on The Drew Barrymore Show.
That's awesome. Cape Town is known for its beauty, so it's not surprising that it would charm Hollywood stars.
Drew Barrymore, she filmed the movie Blended there a few years back, and she said she absolutely fell in love with the city.
I can imagine. Cape Town has such a vibrant energy, a mix of natural beauty and urban excitement.
And Jack Quaid, he filmed Nervequeen in South Africa, and he had this wonderful story about a pod of seals that lived right below his apartment. He even showed a video on the show.
Wow, what a unique experience. Imagine waking up to the sounds of seals every morning. It speaks to that special connection between the city and nature that Cape Town is known for.
For sure. I mean, you've got those stunning landscapes, the iconic Table Mountain, the colorful Bokop neighborhood, the world-renowned wine farms. It's a truly diverse and captivating city.
And it's not just Hollywood taking notice. Cape Town consistently ranks among the top global travel destinations. These endorsements from well-known figures just add to its allure.
Definitely. It's always nice to hear positive feedback about South Africa on a global stage, right?
It does make you feel a sense of pride, doesn't it? Like your little corner of the world is being recognized and appreciated.
Exactly. Okay, ready for our next story? This one really highlights the power of social media and the internet in general.
I'm all ears. What's this one about?
It's about a talented singer named Darkskin. His real name is Mabena Thabang Michael.
Okay, a singer. I like it already. What's so special about him?
Well, a video of him singing went viral recently.
Viral, you say? That's the dream for so many aspiring artists these days. What was he singing?
Get this, he was belting out Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me Now in a mall in Pretoria.
Whoa, bold choice. Celine Dion, that's not an easy song to sing.
Right, but he nailed it. And the best part is the reaction of the people in the mall. They were cheering him on. You can hear the genuine surprise and delight in the video.
It's those authentic moments that really capture hearts online. It's like a little spark of joy that spreads from person to person.
And it's not even his first viral moment. A while back, a video of him singing Katy Perry's Roar got over 8.6 million views.
Wow, so he's not a one-hit wonder, so to speak. He's got a knack for connecting with people online.
He does, and he's not just relying on viral fame either. He's actually released his first EP.
That's awesome. It shows he's serious about his music, not just chasing fleeting viral moments.
It's a great example of how platforms like TikTok can provide a springboard for talented individuals, connecting them with a wider audience.
It's definitely democratizing the music industry in a way, giving artists more avenues to be discovered and share their talent.
For sure. All right, ready for our final story? This one's all about food.
Oh, food. Always a good topic. What's on the menu today?
Pap.
Pap. Now, that's a South African staple. What about it?
Well, it seems our beloved Pap is having a moment on the global stage.
That's interesting. Pap is so deeply rooted in South African culture. It's more than just food. It's a taste of home, a sense of comfort.
Exactly. So it's really heartwarming to see it gaining international recognition.
Absolutely. So how did this happen? What put Pap on the global map?
We can thank Nara Smith and Tyla for that.
Nara Smith, the TikTok star, and Tyla, our amazing musician. I'm intrigued.
So Nara Smith, who actually has South African roots, she was born in Bloemfontein, she recently featured Pap in one of her TikTok videos.
Ah, that makes sense. It's not just someone randomly trying a new food. There's a genuine connection to the dish.
Exactly. And the response online was fantastic. People were surprised, excited, proud.
I can imagine. Seeing something so familiar and cherished being shared on such a huge platform like TikTok must have been really special.
It was. And then just a month before that, Tyla, she had her own Pap moment. She was on a Cooking with Stars segment for Vogue, and guess what she made?
Pap, I'm assuming.
You got it. Pap and borers, and she even pulled a bag of maize meal out of a handbag. It was hilarious and adorable at the same time.
That's so Tyla. It's like she's saying, "Hey, world, this is what we eat in South Africa, and it's delicious."
Right, and people loved it. Seeing Pap featured in Vogue, it was like a moment of national pride.
It's amazing how food can be such a powerful connector, bridging cultures and sparking conversations.
It really is. So there you have it. From a resilient rhino mom to a record-breaking sprinter, Cape Town's Hollywood appeal, a viral singing sensation, and the global rise of Pap.
What a diverse and uplifting collection of stories. It's a reminder that amidst all the noise and negativity, there's a lot of good happening in the world, and especially in South Africa.
Absolutely. And good things, Guy. They're doing an incredible job of highlighting these positive stories, bringing a little bit of sunshine into our lives.
They are. So, to our listeners, what resonated most with you? What stood out from these stories? And how do you think these moments, big and small, reflect the spirit and dynamism of South Africa? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
And until next time, stay positive and keep an eye out for those good things. They're all around us.
Absolutely. See you next time.